Hey, my friends, Positive Vibes here. How is everyone doing? Positive Vibes, I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible. I want to welcome you to Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP. It is Monday, December the 25th, 2023. It is 7:32 p.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, North York to be exact. To everyone that is celebrating with family, with friends, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I always feel around this time, it does feel a little bit different. And of course, so many people in this world, so many individuals going through so many different things at this moment in their life. This time means so many different things for so many different people. I pray all of you are doing well. I pray for your yesterdays, todays, and tomorrows. You know, if you're working, if you're not working, you know, if you're doing anything special around this time, if you're going through some difficult times, keep going, keep doing your thing, keep being you. So yesterday, just some thoughts that came to my mind and then I posted with Positive Vibes in regards to Positive Vibes Full Circle. So when I started my recordings again, here recording on what was known before as Anchor, it's now owned by Spotify. You know, the name I came up with was Full Circle as my title. And I'm just going to read what I wrote first. So Positive Vibes Full Circle. Focus on the present, your conscious present. Every moment is present. Don't get stuck in your present and get stuck in your present. Embrace all aspects of the present. So this is the present. So present, the term or the word, will be the start of another full circle for me. And full circle, I'm just going based on a clock. 12 numbers. So right now I'm in my 12th year. So I hit 11 years of Positive Vibes, November 12th of 2012. Started podcasting October 30th of 2017. Started wearing a mask and making videos in 2016. Showed my face through social media feeds with my Positive Vibes brand, my Positive Vibes movement, was 2019, New Year's, just so you know, and 2016 New Year's was when I started wearing a mask and making videos and spreading this positivity any way possible. You know, so the next full circle for Positive Vibes begins November 12th, of next year, 2024, which is the present. Currently, I'm in the process of the connection stage of the full circle, full circles. So right now I put it as Positive Vibes Full Circle 1.00, and When November 12th the next year comes around, 2024, it'll be 101.01. So then what I did when I posted this, I started separating with the dates and the words, which I'll go through, which is the positive vibes family of words. So November, yeah, so I'll get into that because I wrote it below as well. But currently, you know, I'm in consciousness is where we are right now, which completes the 12 positive eyes words for this full circle, 1.00. So positive eyes full circle, 1.00. First off, the words in order. Mindset, positive vibes. Patience, consistency, accountability. Rejuvenated perspective. Balance, intentions, invite. Embrace consciousness. So once again, positive vibes full circle, 1.00. So one, the first year. So what I did, so these 12 words, first off, have come up throughout the years. You know, the first three and a half years was really about, you know, patience, consistency, accountability. The next two words were rejuvenated perspective. The next three words, balance, intention, invite. And then it all started off with mindset and positive vibes. And it ended off with when the process of being completed is embrace consciousness. So what I did then, because it's 12 words, 12, you know, numbers on the clock and full circle concept. Well, all I did was we'll go 1 to 12 and then put the dates for, you know, what day to what day and went in order with the words. So from November 12th to 2012 when it all began to November 12th to 2013, mindset. November 12th to 2013 to November 12th to 2014, positive vibes. November 12th to 2014, November 12th to 2015, patience. November 12th to 2015, November 2, November 12th of 2016, consistency. November 12th, 2016 to November 12th of 2017, accountability. November 12th of 2017 to November 12th to 2018, rejuvenated. November 12th to 2018 to November 12th of 2019, perspective. November 12th of 2019 to November 12th of 2020, balance. November 12th of 2020 to November 12th, 2021, intentions. November 12th, 2021 to November 12th of 2022, invite. November 12th, 2022 to November 12th of 2023, embrace. November 12th of 2023 to November 12th of 2024, consciousness. And November 12th of 2024 to November 12th of 2025, the present. I was just thinking if that would change, you know, when that time comes around. But I feel like, you know, I've done it in a way where I waited for words to come up and then I went with it, right? During that time, embraced it and so on, just looking at it at all different angles. And this time I have a word in advance saying that, okay, you know, the present. So to talk about this a little bit, so when I look at the first one, November 12th of 2012 to 2013, mindset. And that's where it all started from. Me going all in with the concept, the word, the term, mindset. And then when I look at November 12th, 2013 to 14, positive vibes. And I look at it as, you know, the first year, even though I was just still using the word positive vibes, of course, eventually. But, you know, it all started with the concept of positive mindset. And I look at it at, hey, if I was a year in, looking at it at a way of, you know, positive vibes started to build some traction. You know, it's been around for a year. Now, you know, to build that brand, that name, that movement. And then when I look at from 2014 to 2015, patience, and then looking at it based on what I wrote, that, you know, I'm three years in, still trying to figure things out for myself, you know. But just sticking with it, right, which I see the next two, the next one, which is from 2015 to 16, consistency. And looking back, when if I look at it 4 years in, yeah, I would say I was pretty consistent for sure, posting on a daily basis. I look at the fifth year, and saying here from 2016 to 17, accountability, really looking at myself, right, and understanding what's going on. 2017 to 18, the word is rejuvenated. And rejuvenated, yes, I was that time. That word came up when I started podcasting, October 30th of 2017. Rejuvenated connects around that time for sure. November 12th, 2018 to 2019, perspective. Yes. in 2018, October, and then the months moving forward was my waking up moment of for myself, looking myself in the mirror. All these words, accountability, patience, consistency, understanding that, hey, you need to still learn and understand and humble yourself and all of this. And then the next one, I would say, like, you know, I experienced that to get through that. I would say a good minimum, you know, 5-6 months, let's say, you know, summer of 2019, to really, you know, start getting back to reality of who I wanted to be, who I was. And then, so that's why I say 2019 to 20, balance, you know, balance. November 12th, 2020 to 21, intentions, you know. You know, this is when I moved out in September of 2020. So that year, you know, intentions did change for different aspects of my life. And just made my intentions, other intentions, stronger. November 12th of 2021 to 2022, I feel like... Invite is the concept, is we're all inviting individuals, people, energy into our lives, you know, from the day that we're born, you know, maybe not willingly, but that baby's cuteness, innocence, all of that, you know, they're inviting, not even knowing it. With their smile, with their cries, with their laughter, their movements. And then you have November 12th of 2022 to 23, embrace. And when I look back at this last year, like 2022 to, I guess, now, knowing that, you know, we're going into 2024, embrace, I can see that, you know, really taking it, understanding what the next steps were. A lot of inner reflection, getting through my pain, my anger, thoughts, feelings, and understanding that what, when I say that, you know, stay blessed, or I'm feeling blessed with, for that, you know, where I am right now or where I was then, which was my present at one moment, and what it meant to me, the perspective that I had, the views. And then currently, November 12, 2023 to November 12th of next year, 2024, consciousness. And that's what I've been just saying to myself, consciousness. Been using that word a lot last little while too. And that's the full circle, you know. And when I was writing this, I was thinking about all the different full circles I've been through. Small ones, larger ones, you know. And how I would love to, and when I have time, I know I will, when I feel it, just go with the flow. And that's what I'm doing, is going back and just remembering certain memories and pictures and videos, thoughts, views, and maybe really making more circles in my life and connecting these circles, these thoughts, these vibes, as I say. So, positive vibes, full circle, 101. I think I'll take away the point, maybe, because I think it's easier to just say 1100, or, you know, this will be 101. And we'll see what this circle looks like. And that's what I'm looking forward to now, right? And what I saw this will help me with, knowing that I have a word, you know, a concept, term, the present for next year. I'm still focusing on that now, consciously. And yeah, just looking at the post again, anything else. So yeah, just seeing what I posted. So what I have been doing on my social media feeds, I've been sharing my quotes from day one, posts, I guess, and maybe if it's a video, if I could take something, if I wrote something in there, or quotes that I posted from November 12th to now, not every single one, so max up to 10, minimum, I think the smallest one has been 3 posts, for every year, and I put the date and everything in there, and I love it, just to be able to go back. Not having to scroll, first off, all the way to the bottom and find my quotes. But it brings back memories of when I started Positive Vibes and how I was posting quotes every day and not really remembering a lot, I guess. I shouldn't say a lot, but not remembering everything of how I felt at that time when I posted. And being able to be conscious this time as I'm posting. And knowing I could be even more conscious. And I know I will be. Because based on the steps I'm taking. Keep going, my friends. Keep going. Keep doing your thing. Keep being you. Truly believe that we are all in this together. We're all connected. Thank you for all the love and support for Positive Vibes. Thank you for all the love and support for one another. Thank you for all the love and support for yourself. I'm feeling good right now. Does that mean that, you know, just a little while ago, I was a little frustrated, but what I loved is just understanding, because I've thought about this in the past in different ways, with different views, different perspectives, that circle of frustration lasts less and less and less and less every single time, and it's a different understanding every single time. Consciousness, that's where I'm at. I've been conscious, we're all been conscious in different ways in our lives. Always. And just embracing where my consciousness is right now, where my perspective is, how I'm feeling, how I understand. I want to keep listening to everyone, everything, every sound. I want to keep reading, I want to keep learning. In this journey I've been on with Positive Vibes, this journey of mindset, it's been a blessing. It saved my life. So thankful and grateful that it came in my life, that it was put in my life at that time. So happy for me, the ones around me, the ones that are just living, which is everyone. Just being them. I don't understand everything. Don't understand everyone. Do I want to? Yes and no. Knowing I just said that yes and no brought me back to my post just to go over it where I wrote. Where did I write it? Yeah. Don't get stuck in your present and get stuck in your present. Embrace all aspects of the present. So when I look at when I was a child growing up with my life, you know, what I've been through personally, health related, spiritually, so many different directions, so many words. And I look at this journey I've been on with Positive Vibes. Knowing and remembering where maybe my thought process was, or as a child, and knowing where I am with that concept, that understanding, whatever it is at that time until now, and just knowing that there's so many more things I can connect in my life, and it's a non-stop journey of connecting my vibes, connecting the dots for me in my world. Yes, we are all one, which I always say, we are one, power of one. But it all starts with you as an individual. You know, so when I look at this, what I wrote, you know, don't get stuck in the present and get stuck in the present. You have to decide for yourself to go left, right, to go forward or backwards, to go up or down. The decision is yours, your gut, your intuition, to work on that. You know, I would say that I was consciously working on my mindset, but just imagine now, I could really say that recently, starting this year, is when I move more to the direction of consciousness and understanding that this whole full circle for Positive Vibes. Just so, feeling so blessed of how I'm feeling, where I feel my mindset is, where I am in my life. And happy that I could that I'm able to move forward the way I do. When I'm saying that though, that's based on everything. And I mean everything that I have experienced in my life, that I remember. And that I don't remember. And just knowing that I have been through so many different things. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, ups, downs. That other individuals whether I know them or not, are an individual like me. Meaning they're a human being, they're a person. One thing that has been coming up in my mind, you know, how just the term group, team, I understand it. But just, you know, focusing on the importance of, you know, even the word people, to address it as individuals, that we are all individuals. Not to say it's a bad thing or negative, but just a way of looking at it. That when you say group, team, people, yes, I understand the concept 100%. Nothing wrong. There's no right or wrong in this. It's just my thoughts. But just being able to understand that we as individuals are unique. That's why sometimes when I have thoughts in my mind of, you know, maybe, you know, I'll be on a stage talking, but how I would do it, you know, how I would come out to being true to myself of what I'm saying, of wanting to, you know, recognize the individuals that would be there. Knowing it's a different environment if it's a smaller group of people or in, you know, or one-on-ones. Because I feel like, you know, the individuals are more likely to be heard. Everyone's going to have different perspectives, views, thoughts, feelings, just like we as individuals do. Keep going, keep doing your thing, keep being you, my friends. I want to say once again, thank you for all the love and support for Positive Vibes. Thank you for all the love and support for one another. And thank you for all the love and support for yourself. Keep going, keep doing your thing, keep being you. As my friend Peeber would say, focus on the honey in life. Keep your head up and keep moving forward. PositiveVibes_101 on Instagram and TikTok. PositiveVibes101 on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. And PositiveVibes82 on X and Snapchat. Here's to having a blessed day, blessed night, blessed days ahead. This was Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP. It's day 447 from, you know, trying my best with all the information I have, everything I posted, of how many recordings I've done. I put it as like season 7, just based on the time frame of when I started recordings, podcasting on PVS here, Positive Vibes Station. Thank you for the few seconds that you have given me. Ever. Thank you for just being you. Knowing that maybe seeing a post, talking, reading, just coming across someone, making eye contact, listening, I know that it's impacting me in some way, whether I realize it or not. And looking forward to continuing this journey and where I am right now with consciousness. Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, Monday, December the 25th of 2023. So it's PIP. Here on PVS Positive Vibe Station. Always, always remember, my friends, trust positive vibes. Stay blessed.